talk, I think in the discussion we can talk in German and English, so it's open for your questions.
Well, I have to apologize and fail to grasp a lot of your talk, which is not your fault, because mathematics is very far from me. But the problem, how you derive from statistical data to causal relations, I think it's a great problem, in the philosophy of science. Because if you, for example, have an investigation which shows that the violence among school children, there's a correlation between the consumption of violent movies and the violent acts among school children, you can say that violent TV, violence in TV causes more aggression, but you can also say that kids which are more aggressive, are more prone to watch these programs, there's always this problem, what does it mean, statistical data? And in complex systems, for example in models of climate change, you have to probably think your whole family with the theory of complex systems, no one knows, which is independent. What are the independent variables? And there is always, I think it's common knowledge that the statistical data on climate change might be poor, and actually we may live in a cold period, which we do, so that actually rising temperatures would be nicer, or things like that, but things are much more complex, and you don't know how they are interlinked.
Okay.
But I think I would like to stay in the first example, which is more...
This was on this tour, right? Okay. In the case, if you have only two variables and they are correlated, causal graph theory tells you not very much. In this case, it would just tell you, let's call them X and Y, that if they are correlated, and that's a stable correlation, that means it holds under many, many, many different circumstances. And it was often tested. In such a case, there are three possibilities which could explain this correlation. X could be a cause of Y, Y could be a cause of X, or they could have a common cause. Let's call it Z. But to get something interesting as a causal graph theory, you need larger variable sets. And even then, it may be the case that the algorithm results in a set of 10 possible causal structures, or maybe 100 if you have very large variable sets.
I think that there is no way of establishing causality without a metaphysical concept.
Here in this talk, I only presented methodological principles. This you can find in the literature. What I'm working on at the moment is a backup theory. With Gerhard Schulz, we're working on a theory of causality that should ground these principles, and this should have empirical content, but that's another topic. So it will be tested.
Thank you for this talk. It was a very useful presentation of this rather thorny, sometimes formal, the stuff which I think I understood more today than sometimes before. You probably said it already in your last remark. But I think that, as you said, if this is a method to get the probable or most probable or hopefully the real causes out of those complex situations of correlation of statistical data. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is kind of orthogonal or whatever to the real metaphysical debate, which is the connection which is represented then in the end, by the lines between the dots. And this is what was criticized by Jung. So actually, this is in a way presupposed. that there is, I mean, like in this simple example with Red Bull, you can tell a physical story of libraries, geometrical optics, and trigonometry, and how we get from one to the other. And then we also know that the libraries come from the sun, and not the shadow is somehow projected back to the flat or something like that. And I think this is basically, and probably as you said, if you are working on something like that, this is what has to be done to found it, and this is then the real metaphysical thing, and then you can discuss either things like whatever suppositions or counterfactuals and possibilities or this physical thing with transferred conservative quantities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is not about this part, but if you could say a sentence or two about what are you doing there, if it doesn't take us too far afield, because I think that, I mean, for me this would be more interesting. Yeah.
Maybe we can talk later.
Okay.
But I can say a very little.
Yes.
About the appeal to content. Yeah. I think you would be interested.
In this. I mean, how not the connection between this. And this more metaphysical approach, which is basically the backup or the ground of this methodological.
So metaphysically, we have to presuppose realism, there's a word, it has a causal structure, and there are some connections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's metaphysically very thin.
Okay, you just need some connection.
Yeah. Okay. But maybe it's.
Any further questions? Because if there are none, I really would be interested in the small connections too, and in the backup theory. That if you like, it's what kind of realism? If you really would like to sketch it in a really short form, because I think that's what people are mostly interested in, and that's the long time problem.
You only would need a very weak realism. So just there is an objective world. There is causality, whatever exactly this may be, and this work with the causal structure. And what we are doing here is we capture this causal structure by statistical variables.
Okay.
I think that's all. Okay, maybe one thing. We have introduced causal relations as binary relations. Yeah. So X and Y. This is a metaphysical presupposition too, I think. So there's no holism. Not anything is connected with anything. It's always binary information.
I mean, that's basically also what the Markov condition expresses, that
you
only have the parents and the children, more or less, that are directly influenced.
Yeah, right. And then we have this presupposition that there are no causal cycles. Yeah, that's also some kind of physical.
Okay, but you would have to argue with this separately. You know, I mean, the argument would think that we have stuff like closed loops or self-motivation or something like that is proper.
I have something on this too, but it's a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
No further questions? Before we're getting too complex.
One constraint, the choosing variables, you have to look that they are at least conceptually independent. Yeah? But if they are conceptually dependent, these errors could be interpreted as not causal, something different. I give an example. Assume I have a statue of some formable material and represent the form of this statue with a variable. And I have a second variable which describes the form of its arm. And so, conceptually, it would follow that when I change the position of the arm, I would change the form of the whole statue. But it's not just a causal relation, I would say. That's something necessary. If I change a part of the thing, I necessarily change the whole. And yeah, something like this should be excluded when we choose a variety.
I think this is also something you have to delegate to the methodology of the science you're dealing with. I mean, it's up to the psychologist to look for further possible common causes, as in the case you mentioned with a violent TV and the violent children. I mean, maybe they have violent parents, and so this is like the common cause why they watch bad stuff on TV and are violent themselves or something like that.
Exactly.
So with your example, I mean, if you want to get your position on the high seas, you have to take the curvature of the Earth into account. You can't do it with flat geometry as in flat ball, for example. But this is not something you can decide by a philosophical methodology.
No, but it already presupposes a large causal chain in the framing of the question, not the answer.
Yes, in a way.
But I think the question really coming from this methodological approach, you skip this part of the election and the sign theory you have behind of that, I guess, no? Because you're more focusing in this one just really on the plain method.
From my standpoint, I can only say that you have to make this constraint and it's okay.
Okay. Any further questions? Because if not, I think we are all sweating enough and would enjoy like having one more like glass of water before the next talk, and would call it a day for this one.
Okay.
Thank you.